let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Along the Way by Martha Ashley is a collection of thoughts, memories, hopes and dreams, essays and fantasies, poems, songs and prayers, a gift to the future from a grandma who has reached 70. The journal is not arranged in chronological order, yet it seems to have a natural flow in its randomness. With a glad heart, she writes about many people who have been important in her life. Martha says she offers a little prayer of thanks every day for her husband Dave, well into their second 50 years, and counting their blessings every day. Martha lives on Catalina Island with her husband and Golden Retriever. A retired music teacher, she enjoys writing music, poetry, and stories. She and Keith Snell co-authored the popular music series Fundamentals of Piano Theory. The Ashleys enjoy books, puzzles, and games. They volunteer at the hospital and church, tutor the local kids when help is needed. Martha's Catholic faith defines how she sees the world, how she lives in the world. Always included in her daily prayers, an end to hunger and respect and justice for all people and peace on earth. Martha Ashley, author of Along the Way, with us on This Week in America. Martha, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so good to be here, too.
I mentioned Dave, your husband. He's right by your side. And we'll talk with Dave as well as we go through the program and talk about this book. And we'll get into the book in a second. But as I mentioned, and this is not the first book you've written, is it? You've done other books.
I've done others. I laugh about it because most of those we end up putting in a drawer. We've never quite finished them. But there are a couple that I finished. One was one of my personal favorites, and that was, I think Dave has a copy of it. It's A Good Reason, here it is, A Good Reason to Lie. I loved the story, but nobody else seemed too excited about it, so it just got in the drawer with the rest of it.
Well, I like the book cover. I think that's something Maybe we'll have to talk about at some point. So you've written other books, and we'll talk specifically about Along the Way as we're talking with Martha Ashley, the author, and her husband Dave with us on the program as well today. I have to mention where you are, Catalina Island, a famous vacation destination off Southern California. Talk about that. In fact, in the book, you describe it as like living in a postcard, and it's really full circle for you, isn't it? You ended up back where you started.
It is living in a postcard. I think that that's the best way to describe it. We have the most beautiful sunsets, sunrises. We have beautiful midday. Everything is beautiful about this island, and it's all a little, you can't explain it because it has its own little quirks. We have, for example, a coastline. If we went to one end of the island, it's a beautiful coastline. And it's very much like, Mediterranean.
When you're on the ferry doesn't carry cars. Most of us have golf carts over here. Our town is about 1 square mile. The island is 22 miles long, but the town's just 1 square mile, and everybody drives their own personal golf cart.
It's amazing. In fact, you point out in the book Along the Way that where else in California can you live without a car? If you said you lived in California and told them you didn't have a car, they wouldn't believe it. But the golf carts suffices. As I'm reading a little bit of Catalina Island as we were getting ready for the program, it's like, this sounds even nicer than what I thought it was. It's got to be a remarkable place to live. And Martha, from a creative standpoint, with everything there, the beauty around you, this has to be inspirational as you're writing, isn't it?
It's really true. I've written other poems and, you know, more serious works, and I've written some silly things which seem to fit well into our life as well. But I think everything is transposed into just one extra line of beauty every place we turn. And so it's easy to write for the beauty.
The book we're talking about by Martha Ashley, and if you're Googling, that's A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H. And all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, is Along the Way. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Dave's holding a copy of the book up there. You can check the video version of the show by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Martha, one of the overarching issues of your life over the last several decades, and a topic that comes up several times in the book, is living with Parkinson's disease, which you do. What can people learn from you about living with a disease, in this case, Parkinson's disease?
Well, it's not something that you want to catch. It's not something that you want to be involved with if possible. But we don't have a lot of control over our lives, so we just have to do the best we can. And with Parkinson's, I've had it for a long, long time, which is unusual. And I'd like to say that I have control of it, but what I've learned is I have to just pass it to God and let Him take care of me, because that's the best I can do. And I think that there are a few things that you need to know just to live in this world with Parkinson's. One is, these are silly, some of them. One is that you can't swallow sometimes. You're walking along and you realize that you cannot swallow, that you've lost that ability. The other one is you can't always place your feet where you want to put them. You have an idea for them, but they have an idea of their own. And then another is, this is more typical of people who are a little bit older, who get involved with Parkinson's disease. And that's that you have to force yourself to put a smile on your face, because without that smile, you look like a zombie walking around. And I've seen it for myself, and I think, whoa, I've got to get rid of the zombie and put a smile back on, and it seems to help. But, and the other thing is you don't want to dwell on it too much, because nobody wants to listen to all of your things that are wrong with you. So just put it aside and play another hand of bridge. So
it really gives us insight into you as you share your thoughts, your memories, hopes, and dreams in the book along the way. And knowing the background and knowing this really hasn't stopped you. You're out there fully enjoying life. Dave, how proud of you are Martha? The fact that, another beautiful book that she's written, she's out there inspiring people with what she has gone through. It has to be a source of great pride for you that Martha's out there and fully functioning.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun to be with her. She's very bright, and her writing style is fun to read. It's just an amazing ability to write that I wish I had.
Well, it is, as I'm reading along the way. The book is by Martha Ashley, our guest on the program. And I hate to say, always like a favorite book, a favorite story, that type of thing. It's difficult, but maybe a favorite or a couple of favorites, some of the stories in the book that you share. Are there any that come to the top of the list?
Yeah, I have one piece that's actually the longest of the short stories. Is called A Gift for Gamiana. And I think it's the best ending that I've ever written. Somehow it just all fell together. And the story was written to kind of mix me up with all of my grandkids. And I mixed them up into just one. I ended up with one little child and one Gamiana. That's the old lady who lives in the room upstairs. And but their relationship was something that I wanted to get through to people, because no matter how old you are, or how you talk, or if you've had a stroke, or if you've had anything, there's nothing that gets in the way of just pure love for a grandchild and a grandma. Well, so I think that people will enjoy that story.
They will, and that comes across in the book Along the Way by Martha Ashley, our guest on the program, her husband Dave with us as well. The foreword mentions passing on memories to your grandchildren. Was that sort of the driving force in writing this book? Was passing along your thoughts on family to your younger family members.
Yeah, I think that we all benefit from knowing more about the people that we live with and the people that we write Christmas cards to. And I think that the, help me here, Dave.
Well, she wanted the grandchildren to have some idea of our history and of their parents when they were young growing up. And just, there's a lot of stories whose names were changed to protect.
I can understand that. I can understand that. They do have courts in Catalina, so you do have to be careful for that.
A lot of family history and about a lot of our animals and the children growing up. And it's just a beautiful book that will make you laugh and cry and cringe. And
and that's the sign of a good book. Just when you think, okay, this is the emotion, then suddenly Martha takes us in a different direction. And it's a very entertaining book. It's a book that will get us thinking. It will appreciate what's around us, our family members. I love the titles of the stories in the book. They, once you read the title, you've got to read the story. One in particular, Don't Name the Fish. What's the story? Can you share the story behind this?
Yes. If you have a pet snake, you understand all of this. But if you don't have a pet snake, well, we'll have to digress a little bit. But anyway, if you have a pet snake, you have to know that it feeds on live food. And so what happens is you have to, every 2 or 3 or 4 days, throw a live bait. And that's just the way it is. So, but the trouble is our daughter, when we first got home, she's wanted to put names on Goldie and Griselda. She had all these crazy names, and then the fish would disappear. And so that's why we said, don't name the fish.
Because you're going to have to do it all over again here in the next day or so, probably.
We'll have a daughter with tears.
Yes, exactly. One of the great stories of that Martha has written in the book along the way, as I say, a collection of thoughts, memories, hopes, dreams, essays, fantasies, poems, songs, and prayer. It's all there in Martha's book, the book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And talking about pets, I mentioned that you're there with a golden retriever. It sounds like pets are a very prominent part of your family. Talk about the role that dogs play in your life now.
You mean the dogs who are more important than all of us?
Well, yes. We've had cats over the years, and I know what you're talking about. The animal is a family member, aren't they?
No, yeah, they really are. And they're better than family members because they have a little something that's a special blend that not only for our dogs, but all golden retrievers have this special thing. And many other dogs have it too. But this specialty is that they look you in the eye and they love you. And that, you just can't beat that.
No matter how bad your day is going, no matter how badly you think you just performed during the course of that day, they look at you with the same eyes all the time, don't they? It's the same. They're very non-judgmental.
Unconditional love.
Yep. And you do such a nice job of portraying that. And again, it gets us thinking because we think of our animals, and when things are going badly, let's just go talk to the cat or the dog or the snake or the fish or the whatever we can find in the house just to sort of ground us a little bit. One of the things you talk about in the book, too, is the silly games your family likes to play. One involves impromptu limericks, but you've got a few rules. It's not just freeform. Talk about that and how this came about.
Okay, well, we started with, Dave and I play all games, and if there isn't a game, we make up a game. In fact, when I was in labor, and we were there for quite a while, we played how many games of cribbage?
Yeah. The rules.
Oh, yeah. Dave says I need to share this, rules of limerick, and then we'll maybe tell you a couple.
Okay.
Although they're really hard, I get twisted up a little bit. What?
Tell me.
Okay. Our family has strict but simple rules for limerick creation. Structure, meter, and rhyme scheme control almost everything. Rhyme trumps truth. The last three lines must relate to the first. And an important point, limericks seem to fall in this category more often than not. Bathroom humor. That's for the 4 and 5 year olds, but they seem to really gravitate toward these. So,
you have two read?
Dave says that he has.
No, you have two.
Well,
yeah, share some with us.
Here we go. This is one dedicated to one of my best friends, Ruth, who passed last year. In medieval days, Lady Ruth watched a tournament from the king's booth. A loose lance came flying through Ruth, who, when dying, said, "Alas, 'tis a sad day, Ruth."
A bathroom humor one.
Okay. While grooming our dog, our friend Vicky noticed something had made her hands sticky. The dog drooled from his mouth, but 'twas a place farther south that spewed goo, making Vicky feel icky.
With us on the program today is Martha Ashley. You need to do like a book of all of those, and people are thinking, boy, I wish I was connected to that family. I'm going to have to do some ancestry research here to see if I can be part of that family. It sounds like fun. And time has gone by so quickly. I got a couple minutes left here. We've had some laughs, and you've talked about some pleasant memories, but you've got some more serious poetry sprinkled throughout the book along the way as well. Is there a particular poem that, that you're proud of?
Yeah, I have several. And some of them only speak to me, but that's okay too.
Yes.
But one of them is called A Good Woman. And I think Dave is going to read it for you.
No, I don't have it open.
Oh, he doesn't have it open. You're saved. But
you're fine.
While you're doing that, I'm just going to remind people again, you can get a copy of Martha's book Along the Way. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and get all of the information. And we're having several of the serious poems that that Martha has written. Dave, are you reading this, or is Martha?
Dave's well, going to, and he reads it.
I don't read it as well as Marty does, but propelled by laws of astrophysics, old soul and Mother Earth join in a daily dance that spans the ages. His steps follow a graceful arc east to west across the celestial ballroom floor, pure illusion. Looking closely, we see the woman behind the man. Turning and spinning, she makes a splendid effort, as usual unsung. For do we not credit the old guy, the powers of movement defining night and day?
That's powerful. That really is well done. Martha, nice job with that. Do you have another one there, Dave, or was that the only one you've got prepared? Let's find one more, and we'll close with that, if you will. The book again is Along the Way, Martha Ashley. If you're Googling, that's Ashleigh. With her on the program is her husband, Dave. This is the book of thoughts, memories, fantasies, poems, songs, prayers, and let's close with the. With another poem, if you have one there, Dave.
This is called Family Tapestry. How clearly I remember, twice it happened, ancient passion took a sample life thread from my love, then blended it with mine, first a son and then a daughter, took up residence inside me, thriving deep within my body, safe and snug beneath my heart. Every day a new sensation as each child grew and flourished in the dark until time to pass from womb into the world. As each day unfolded and the marks of birthing faded, I could see upon each new face how the family would endure, how a fading past would yield to the promise of a future, like a tale told and treasured, will evolve from year to year. Well, the child becomes bold as he grows and matures, lured by life's adventures, From the safety of my arms, fearless rushing forward, he rarely turns to me, how his own life scene branches the vast ancestral tree.
It's so well done and very well read. Also, Dave, thank you for doing that.
A few studies here and there.
Martha, thank you so much for being with us on the program. The inspiration you give to all people if they're suffering from Parkinson's or whatever they're going through, and what you've done with your life and the encouragement and the laughter and the motivation you've given to other people. The book is beautifully done along the way. Martha, thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
It's really fun.
It has been a pleasure, Dave. Thank you for being there as well. And now that you've completed this, you can go outside and enjoy the beauty of Catalina Island in your golf cart this afternoon. So enjoy the surroundings there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You'll find information on Martha's book along the way on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, of course, available at Amazon. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.